This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
Arvind Viraj.
Question of the day, folks. Should companies provide work devices for their employees? Why or why not? If you haven't already voted over on Twitter, get over there and take part in the poll. Let us know what you think about this. Currently, the numbers are at 83.7% of you say yes, 5.4% of you saying no, with around 10.9% saying depends and telling us what. We've got a couple more tweets, which we'll get to in a moment after Christine has given us the updated numbers for Instagram.
It's shifted ever so slightly to 94% say yes and 6% say no. We've got CS Arniesh says yes so that they're able to communicate through the same platform. Mm-hmm. Kaden underscore Chia says yes for those who prefer a separate device between private and working purposes. E-Miner7 says to form boundaries between work and personal life. Besides, fresh grads are broke.
True.
And we've got Gwen O who says, Masla, cannot work without a second screen, keyboard, ergonomic chair, and those things cost dollar bills.
They do indeed. Mm-hmm. Okay, Arv, what have you got over on Twitter?
So Hanithan says, it's only fair that employers provide all electronic devices used by employees for their work. In our firm, laptops and mobile phones are provided and bills are fully paid for. In our area of work, you simply cannot give clients your personal mobile numbers! Suichuan says, subsidized devices purchase.
All right. Keep those votes coming in, folks. We're almost at the end of the show, of course. Get us over at BFM Radio on Twitter or get us at BFM Radio on Instagram. We've got one more story coming up at the end of the show right now. From Arvind, what are you talking about today?
Yeah, so it's about Wikipedia, every college student's best friend. Mm. And Wikipedia has been like it's been part of internet culture for the last 20-something years. And now the overall look of Wikipedia on desktop, so not for mobile, so on desktop, is getting a makeover for the first time in a decade to make the site more approachable for new users. Yeah, so there is this media wiki post that shows you all the new features that they have in store. And they are showing it through a bunch of GIFs to show you what the new site will look like. So mainly you'll get to skip to sections you want without scrolling down layers and layers of text. So let's say you're on a page that has a lot of history and a lot of details. You can use the sidebar to sort of skip to areas in that page without having to scroll and look.
There's like a fixed table of contents, sort of?
Or? I think either a fixed table of contents or one of those one of the burgers that you can sort of like pull out and use on desktop itself. So it's like mobile on desktop in a way. And then there's a sidebar with that will be the first change to minimize distractions and limit irrelevant content and links on the left of your screen to make it easier to focus. Mm-hmm. The site will also add an easy one-click button to switch the language for a page you're reading. So that's useful.
That's nice.
Wikipedia will also add improvements to the Insight search tool to make it easier to find other pages and will reconfigure the logo to make it smaller on each Wikipedia page. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, the Wikimedia Foundation said that the changes will happen incrementally over a long period of time. So they will allow users to test the new features before they officially roll out. So step by step, stage by stage. And it plans to redesign the entire look of the desktop version of Wikipedia by the end of 2021.
Okay.
That's a long time.
No, but I do like this, you know, introducing each element slowly because every time I log into Facebook, I feel like it's a different website.
You know,
because they do have a lot of site redesigns that they just kind of spring on you and you're like, oh, I guess it's bubbles now. Cool.
I think I like the Wikipedia layout and I think it's familiarity, right? And it's always been the encyclopedia of the internet.
And so it
feels... despite some of the stuff on there being questionable, you know, it feels formal to a degree. And it's one of the few formal places I find on the internet. You know what I mean? It has that vibe to it.
It has manners to it.
I will say this, that, you know, at this point in Wikipedia's career, it's not as questionable a source as you might think. The mere fact is also the fact that you have to put in citations for everything that you put on Wikipedia. Mm. It's actually pretty decent. I know you were joking about the college student thing, but it is actually very useful to find those citations and those sources that they use.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
For me, I'm looking at this from an accessibility perspective because there's a lot of mobile designed like websites that are not very user friendly for, you know, people using screen readers and stuff like that. Mm. But Wikipedia, as far as I know, is pretty like plain text. Mm. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think that, you know, that's something that they also have to consider before they make some of these changes.
to make sure that it works on all devices equally.
Yeah.
Wikipedia is just one of those places that I used to just visit for fun and just hit random, you know.
Yeah.
And I'd spend hours on that rabbit hole, you know. And as long as that's still there, I don't care what they do with it. Mm. I like the way it looks, but, you know, if they feel as though a change is as good as a holiday or as good as a rest, as they say, mm-hmm. good. Yeah.
Why not? Why not?
Shall we wrap up then, ladies and gents? Wikipedia getting a facelift there.
Yeah.
Mm. After how long? How long have they
been
running?
First time in 10 years. 20 years. They've been around 20 years.
20 years. Ooh. Wow. Okay, ladies and gents, of course, the question we have been asking since the top of the show is, should companies provide work devices for their employees? Why or why not? The final results of the poll over on Twitter are
83.
Drum roll.
That's your 83% for yes, 5.4 for no, and 10.9 say depends.
Over on Instagram.
95% say yes and 5% say no.
Well, there we go then. Fairly high numbers.
Yes.
I think the public have spoken. And for those companies who are listening in, I'm sorry. You know, but your employees are asking that you provide work devices for them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That way...
Quite vocally also.
Quite vocally.
Yes.
Everybody can be productive. Right. Let's wrap up, of course. If you're only just joining us, the podcast will be up very shortly where you can download it and listen back at your leisure. The question relates to the story that Chris brought, which was
home devices for work purposes and the cybersecurity threats involved.
I then moved on to a story about virtual water coolers off the back of a little plugin called Donut, where you can get into virtual spaces where you're forced into an area and made to meet a colleague over coffee.
No. We finished with Wikipedia and how they're getting a facelift for the first time in 10 years.
But don't go anywhere, though, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, of course, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. It's got Jeffrey Chu, who's the group CEO of the Paramount Corporation. Even though property is a favoured asset in Malaysia, it was not spared the pandemic, with the property market declining the first half of 2020. How has property player Paramount Corp fared? And what's their group CEO, Jeffrey Chu's plan? We find out on the Breakfast Grill replay. Coming up after the news, this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.